In May, OpenRouter was worth $1.3 billion. This morning, Stripe is buying it for more than seven. That is 3 months. Welcome to AI in 15 for Monday, August 17, 2026. I'm Kate, your host.
And I'm Marcus, your co-host.
Today, Stripe buys the switchboard sitting in front of every model you use. SpaceX closes the largest venture-backed acquisition on record, $60 billion for Cursor. NVIDIA quietly halves the money it's willing to put behind an OpenAI data center. A gray market in resold API credits, and why routing your prompts through a stranger is worse than it sounds. Plus, the poll that says under 35s trust nobody, and Anthropic publishing its own system prompts. Marcus, Stripe, and OpenRouter. What exactly is Stripe buying?
A gateway. OpenRouter is one API endpoint that fans out to more than 400 models across every major lab. You write your code once, then switch on price, latency, or capability without rewriting anything. Roughly 8 million users. Bloomberg says the deal is done at more than 7 billion.
Says Bloomberg, not Stripe.
Correct. And I want that stated up front. Stripe's line is that it doesn't comment on rumors or speculation. The journal reported talks, Bloomberg reported completion. Neither company has confirmed on the record. So everything we're about to say rests on two newspapers.
Fine. Why does Stripe want it?
Because it's the same business. Stripe's entire value is hiding a horrible mess. Banks, card networks, regulators, behind one clean API. Model providers are now an equally horrible mess. Different pricing, different rate limits, different failure modes. The Collison brothers have spent a decade abstracting financial rails. And this is them buying the inference rails.
There's a less flattering read, though.
There is, and it's from the Hacker News thread. OpenAI recently moved its payment processing off Stripe to Adyen. OpenRouter carries a serious slice of aggregate AI payment volume. So one honest interpretation is that Stripe just bought back some of the volume it lost.
And the price?
$7 billion is more than the market cap of Lyft or Dolby or Alaska Airlines, for a routing middleman. The bet is that models commoditize, and the switch in front of them captures the margin. That's a coherent thesis. But a 5x markup in 90 days is either exceptional positioning or a very clear reading on how hot infrastructure pricing has got, and we will not know which for a couple of years.
Second deal, much bigger number. SpaceX has actually closed on Cursor.
$60 billion, all stock, confirmed in a securities filing dated August 14th. AnySphere shareholders get roughly 389 million SpaceX shares. That is the largest acquisition of a venture-backed startup on record. It dwarfs the Stripe deal by nearly an order of magnitude.
Remind me how this came together.
SpaceX signed an option back in April, giving it a choice between a light partnership and an outright purchase. It exercised the buy. Definitive merger agreement June 16th, through a shell called X67. Cursor now sits in the SpaceX AI division, integrating with Grok Build, and, this is the actual point, getting access to Colossus, the XAI supercluster in Memphis.
So the compute is the thesis.
The compute is the whole thesis. A two-year-old startup cannot buy its way to a Colossus-scale cluster at any price, and coding agents are absurdly inference-hungry. That's a real strategic fit.
And the caveat.
It's all stock in a private company. $60 billion is only worth whatever SpaceX shares are worth, and that price is set by private rounds, not a market. Reports noted the share price fell as the deal closed. There's a broader pattern here worth naming. An increasing share of AI deal-making is companies paying each other in their own paper. That makes the headline valuation circular and genuinely hard to verify from outside.
NVIDIA and the OpenAI data center backstop. This one's a revision, not a collapse.
Right. The journal reports, NVIDIA has cut the financial guarantee it's willing to provide for that proposed Ohio data center, from a previously discussed $250 billion down to an expected initial figure below $120. And it would now backstop only the first phase, rather than the entire project.
Why the change?
Investors raised concerns about NVIDIA's risk exposure from large financing commitments. And to be precise, this deal was never signed. These are terms under negotiation, being revised, not a contract being walked away from. OpenAI is still negotiating a binding lease on the full 10-gigawatt project, developed by SB Energy, a SoftBank subsidiary. If it completes, it's the largest data center announced anywhere.
The structural worry here is what, exactly?
Best line came from Hacker News. NVIDIA is turning into a savings and loan that happens to design chips on the side. When the chip vendor guarantees the financing that buys its own chips, revenue and credit risk start circling the same drain.
Is that fair?
Partly. A more sympathetic commenter ran the maths. At 75% gross margin, backstopping $50 billion against $100 billion of hardware sales still nets out profitable even on total loss. Both readings are defensible. The signal I'd actually take is that capital markets are finally applying friction here. The numbers got large enough that, as one commenter put it, normal corporate risk management starts looking quaint.
Security story, and it's a strange one. There's a gray market in resold AI credits.
A research write-up that hit 261 points on Hacker News. Brokers buy unused API credits from startups and resell them. Usually not by handing over keys, they operate as proxies, routing your requests through pooled accounts and billing you after usage thresholds. Tens of millions of credits across marketplaces, Telegram channels, subreddits, cold emails to founders. Discounts 30 to 80% off list. One broker offered $100,000 of spend per day. OpenAI, Anthropic, Gemini, Azure, 11 Labs, all affected.
And the obvious problem is you're trusting a stranger with your prompts.
That's the version everyone gets immediately. The thread went somewhere sharper. One commenter pointed out that inserting yourself as a man in the middle on real production AI traffic is an extraordinary way to harvest high-quality training data. That's not scraped internet text. That's live commercial traffic. Customer records, internal code, unreleased strategy, with real prompts and real outputs.
So the seat itself is the asset.
The seat is the asset. And a competing lab or an opportunist would happily pay above cost for it. Every one of these routes is a plain text pipe through an anonymous intermediary, in violation of the provider's terms. Commenters also noted this documented market is small next to what's running on Chinese language forums.
Feels inevitable in hindsight.
It always is. When a resource becomes valuable and is handed out free at sign-up, an arbitrage economy appears. The security consequences arrive on a lag.
Trust. CNBC's Generation Labs polled over 1,000 Americans aged 18 to 34 on whether they trust 9 named AI figures to act responsibly.
Nobody cleared 50%. Distrust. Alex Karp, 81%. Peter Thiel, 79%. Dario Amodei, 76%. Sundar Pichai, 74%. Then roughly 70% each for Zuckerberg, Altman, Jensen Huang, and Musk. The most trusted person on the list was Satya Nadella, and 65% still said they distrust him.
That's not a communications problem. That's a floor.
It is. And the timing is remarkable, because Amodei spent the weekend describing exactly this from the inside. Investor Gavin Baker argued that Amodei's own warnings about AI danger fueled the backlash. Amodei rejected that. His words, "I think it is fundamentally a crisis of trust. I think that ordinary people don't trust companies, governments, or the tech industry. and always suspect that we are cooking up some new way to screw them over.
He's describing his own 76%.
He is. He also conceded AI firms haven't yet delivered on their big promises, and said the best answer to skepticism is actually curing cancer. And he endorsed a FINRA-like central regulator for frontier systems.
Marcus. He's saying that with an IPO filed.
That's the question to ask. Yes. Anthropic filed confidentially reports of investors targeting a $2 trillion valuation. An executive proposing a self-regulatory body just before going public is proposing rules that would also raise the wall against smaller entrants. That isn't a reason to dismiss the idea. It's a reason to ask, who writes it?
What's the number in that poll that actually constrains anything?
Data centers. 60% want new construction slowed, 15% want it accelerated. 4-1. And citing a gigawatt-scale facility needs local permits, grid interconnects, and water agreements. All decided by people who answer to voters. That's not a sentiment reading, that's a build-out constraint. Also, 45% expect AI to hurt their own careers.
One commenter had a detail I can't shake. Their 12-year-old uses AI as a generic synonym for low quality.
That's a brand problem no capability improvement fixes quickly.
Last one, and it's for the developers. The single most discussed AI item on Hacker News this weekend was Anthropic publishing its system prompts.
607 points. The page covers Opus 5, Fable 5, Opus 4.8, 4.7, and Sonnet 4.6. Simon Willison maintains a repository that reconstructs them as commit history, so you can diff versions, which is how people spotted what changed.
And what changed?
Opus 5 adds a section on Fable safeguards routing. Queries on certain topics get redirected from Fable to Opus in under 5% of sessions. It references a Claude Mythos preview, described as not publicly available. And it notes that Mythos 5 and Fable 5 were suspended June 12th to 30th for export control compliance.
That last one is buried in a changelog.
Which is the point? That's geopolitics running straight through a product decision users never saw. Best commentary in the thread came from a user noting the irony. These prompts are far longer than vendors' own advice, which has been converging on shorter, less specific instructions because models perform better when less distracted. And another observed that a published system prompt is effectively a slice of the lab's forward roadmap for model behavior.
Is publishing them meaningful, or is it theater?
Meaningful, modestly. It's the closest thing this industry has to reading the source code of a product with no source code. It lets outsiders audit behavioral claims instead of taking them on faith. Small transparency norm, but a real one.
One to watch, whether Stripe or OpenRouter confirms that acquisition on the record. Everything we said today rests on Bloomberg sourcing and a no comment.
Agreed. And watch the number as much as the confirmation. $7 billion is the reported figure, not a disclosed one.
That's your AI in 15 for today. See you tomorrow.